Good morning and welcome to the GPK Radio Show. Thanks for taking the time to listen to my audio diary, where I share a mix of music and information covering a range of topics, including my sporting interests and work-related advice. I'm a life coach podcaster, and these broadcasts can be found in the self-help category of podcasts. At all times during my work, I adopt a solution-focused approach when linking with education support services, school managers, and sports coaches. We also have a music mix on the GPK radio channel, and you can link to it on a daily basis on Spotify Premium. You can also follow monthly playlists where I post a selection of the music I use on GPK radio for that month, linked on the Spotify Premium account again. Music tends to be a mix of motivational tunes and songs and general music that I like or that others have requested. There's also a unique audio post facility on GPK Radio where you can send me an audio clip and I can post it on air. It could be advice or a comment linked to one of the work or sport topics covered or a request for an individual song to be added to a playlist. You can also find me on Google Plus and on Twitter, where I started to build a profile around the sport and work areas that I enjoy. The podcast is also live on Apple HomePod, where you can say, "Hey Siri, play the podcast GPK Radio," or on Google Home, where you can go, "Hey Google, play the podcast GPK Radio." Remember, you will never change your life until you change something that you do daily. So the real secret of your success is in your own daily routines. Today, looking at outreach work that I do with schools, where I test individual children, young people that I'm engaged with for their emotional intelligence. After these tests have been completed, it is then my task to put in place a program that encompasses the key areas of self-esteem, self-regulation, social skills, motivation, and empathy. We can take a number of these areas and also link them in a sporting context, and in my experience, the same interventions can be appropriately applied to adults as well as children. And to this end, I'm looking through the medium of my experiences to help you, the listener, to improve across the key areas so that your life experience can become a better one. We are all on a unique life journey and we need to build up on our resilience. That can be on a day-to-day basis, just on our actual day-to-day living, or it can be across an educational or a sporting context. I've spoken before about developing the capacity of how not to take a hit when possible, and also our adaptability when we actually get a hit of an emotional nature, that we can lessen its negative impact and we can develop the science of the survivor. This can also be applicable just as easily in the sporting context, where things don't go well and we have to quickly redress the balance, recover ourselves, say for example after a missed attempt at a score. So when we get the ball the next time, we are developing the science of the survivor and we're confident enough to take the shot on again. The biggest realization in all of this is that everyone has to have is that no one is immune. We're all vulnerable. We will all face challenges and crisis. And essentially, we all underestimate our potential to cope. And it is in this context that my work as a life coach and a support officer comes into its own, where I try to encourage people to develop their coping strategies and also give them a toolkit so that they're better able to cope both in a work, life, and sporting context. When I'm talking about coping with adversity in a game sense, I'm looking at the tactical prowess when we are making decisions during a game situation. For example, there are two things I'd look at in the game: the options available to players that are either attacking or defending. When we're in attack, we must take possession and carry the ball. We will be shooting for a score. We obviously pass the ball to another player or pass the ball into space. Play the ball in flight, we could tap it on rather than actually catch it, and we can run off the ball and make decoy runs. In defence, We essentially provide cover for our teammates. We clog up the scoring space and chase back in defence. We force the opponent to either overcarry or attempt to turn over possession through good tackling. We also force the opponent to pass to a teammate who's in a poorer position than themselves by exerting pressure on them. And we're trying continually to put them in situations where they will miss a score, drop the ball short to the goalkeeper, and essentially deny possession in the first point or intercept the ball. These are all situations that we have to weigh up during a match, and in each situation we need to take control of it and try and impose the adversity or the problem on the actual opposition or create problems for them. So they're match situations, and we have to decide on what option to take and when to take it to maximize the opportunity to score when in possession and to reduce the chances of conceding a score when defending. So when we're looking at these, we're looking at situations where we can actually develop team play and help our players with the ability to anticipate movements and then essentially synchronize who goes where during play or set pieces in order to convert possession into scores when in attack, or minimize the amount of clean possession and time and space available when defending. Essentially, the principles of attack involve keeping possession, passing, penetration, support wide and deep, shooting for a score, creating space to allow someone to get the shot off for the score, movement, which is also linked to that creation of space, and essentially improvisation, and a big, big one in all of this is communication. When we're defending, our priority is essentially to dispossess, defend our goal, deny space to the attacking team, delay them passing so that they run into blind alleys, concentrate the whole time on the system that we have in place, and also assert and a means of control and restraint so that we don't dive into the tackle and that we hold our shape and system well. We support each other, and again, essential to all of this is, once again, communication. So these are all things that can help us in the game situation, and through training we have to develop this team play using game play routines, modified games, and then working up to full games. Just to close off the first of today's podcast, or this week's podcast, where I'm linking the emotional intelligence work that I do in school support services with how an athlete copes with adversity, and we then take that into a game sense and looking at tactical prowess in games and where the athlete has to cope with adversity, i.e. dealing with the other team, and also try and create adversity for the team in both an attacking and defending sense. So that's kind of what today's episode is about. Thanks once again for taking time to listen to this particular podcast. I'm a life coach podcaster, and these broadcasts can be found in the self-help category of podcasts. I hope you enjoy the mix of sporting comment, coaching advice, and educational articles that are linked to my support work in schools and my work with other coaches and sporting interests. You can also visit Anchor FM and search for GPK, where there is an audio facility allowing the listener to actually send an audio comment or questions. And I'd encourage the listener to take advantage of this unique facility so as to further the coaching and educational content of the podcast. You can also continue the conversation on Twitter and on Google+. Just follow GPK. This podcast is also live on Apple HomePod, where you can say, "Hey Siri, play the podcast GPK Radio," and on Google Home, where you can go, "Hey Google, play the podcast GPK Radio." Until next time, continue to remember that you'll never change your life until you change something that you do daily, and that the secret of your success is to be found in your own daily routines. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.